realistically, there's going to be a lot of people listening right here being like, okay, that's cool, Bill, you know, pitch accent, whatever, but how do you sound like a 60-year-old woman?
Hey guys, welcome back to the Quarter Cutter Podcast. So this week we talked to Harry, who is also known as Ojiman, and we actually talked to him before on the podcast, but he had a different hairstyle in the thumbnail, and also we didn't have video back then. So yeah, really happy to have him back on the podcast. And yeah, it was really fun to catch up with him and see where he's at with his channel and his journey with Japanese Today.
And what else is fun is smashing the like button, absolutely destroying it. That's probably my most fun pastime, and it should be yours too. But with that, we hope you guys enjoy the podcast. Hey, what's up, Harry? Welcome back to the podcast. It's been a while, huh?
Yeah, no, it's been ages, eh?
Yeah, it's good to have you back. I mean, the first thing I want to go and address here is your hair is gone from the last time we spoke, right?
I forgot about that. Yeah, yeah. No, it's all gone now. It's all bald now. Yeah.
What was the whole...
I think some people don't even recognize you in our thumbnail because...
Yeah. No, they don't, do they? People, they like, don't. I show people that photo, they're like, is that you? Like, it looks completely different.
Oh, yeah, man. No.
Yeah, what do you tell them? Gotta, you know, just, yeah, it helps with the fighting, you know, less right, friction right. And all that.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, speaking about the fighting, how's that been going since we last spoke?
It's been good. You know, it's hard in Australia because of all the lockdowns and stuff, because, like, right. We keep getting locked down, but... Nah, it's been good. A few months after we first talked, I like broke my shoulder and like dislocated and all that. So that didn't help, but it's all good now. So I'm back into it. Hopefully in the next few months, I'll have a fight. So that'll be good. Hopefully I can stream it on my server. That'd be pretty mad.
Yeah, no, we'll be there. Yeah. We'll be there cheering you
yeah,
on,
yeah,
man.
Make sure you're there. Yeah, yeah. Let's just hope I don't get knocked out in front of everyone. Because that'd suck.
Hey, nah, there's no way you can get knocked out in front of us, bro. We will tell you now.
I better do the walkout with a Bill shirt on, though. You know that one? Imagine if I came out with just Bill on the shirt. That'd be the best.
That would actually
I'll have to think about it. I actually might.
No, we'll you have to, happens. Dude. Now that you said it on the podcast.
Yeah, now I've said that. Now what the fuck? Yeah, but like, you know, all my coaches that probably don't know I do all this. So they'll be like, why do you want to wear this fucking... Why do you want to wear this shirt with Bill? Just with this random bloke on your shirt. Who's Bill? So
they just don't understand yet, man. They just don't understand yet. The greatness of Bill. But I mean...
I will after I win. I'll go out there and knock the bloke out in like 10 seconds. I'll be like... That's Bill right there.
Yeah, it's all because of Bill. Oh,
Bill
man.
Sent me his power. He gave me power.
I guess it's been like 2 years or a year and a half since we talked to you last. And like when I found your channel, you're already like super good at Japanese. And so I guess like in this past year and a half, do you feel like you've improved
in Japanese? Yeah, like a huge amount. Like, yeah. It's a bit hard to say in which way I improved, but definitely my speaking has improved in terms of like just being able to connect and communicate with people better, especially people that I don't know. You're like, you know, like meeting people for the first time and stuff. Initially, it's, you know, pretty hard to like, you know, get along with people you never met if you don't have like a high level of communication ability. But I feel like that kind of thing I've gotten a lot better at in the last year. But I don't know if that's because I'm better at Japanese or I've just had more practice doing that. Because I've spent more time actually meeting new people in Japanese. But other than that, probably my ability to like pick out little fine details when I'm listening as well has increased. You know, pitch, accent, pronunciation, just, you know, like regional differences as well in Japanese. Like, yeah, things like that have probably improved quite a bit.
So are you like consciously speaking like Kansai pitch accent for Japanese?
No, not really. Like... Sometimes I kind of feel like I have to, like if I've been listening to like a heap of Kansai band and as well the person I'm talking to is from Kansai, I don't really have to think about it at all. It just kind of comes out, you know, without thinking about it because like you're in that right. sort of environment. But if I'm talking to someone from Tokyo or from some other area, like a lot of the time I feel like I'm like absorbing their dialect while talking to them. I feel like, you know, most people had that experience or something like speaking Japanese, but like... Yeah, so at times like that, I really have to consciously think, like, you know, speak Kansai Ben if I want to. But, I mean, it doesn't really matter at the end of the day whether it's that or not. So I don't really think about it too much, to be honest.
Are you able to actually, like, fool, like, someone from Kansai that you speak, you're from Kansai? Because I'm sure you can fool somebody from, like, Tokyo.
if they're not like super familiar with like
Kansai. It's a lot more difficult, you know. It depends where they're from in Kansai as well. Well, I suppose, yeah, if I talk to someone from Kansai, especially like, you know, someplace like Shiga or someplace like that, you know, like real rural area, they're very good at picking out like, oh yeah, you've still got a lot of standard Japanese mixed in there with your Kansai pitch accent. So like, yeah, they're like, it doesn't really matter, but you just sound like you've lived in Tokyo for like 5 years or something, but born in someplace in Kansai. So yeah, they can tell that it's not like 100% Kansai band pitch accent. But if I talk to someone from Tokyo, a lot of the people have no idea. They just assume it's like 100% Kansai band. Right. And even if I say something,
it's just like, if it's not Kanto equals Kansai.
Exactly. So even if I say something that's not Kansai band or standard Japanese and I just mess it up, they just assume it's in the dialect. So it's like, you know,
right.
It's just better because then no one knows when I'm making a mistake because they just assume it's from a different dialect.
That's actually a hack. It's like, if you just speak with Kansai pitch accent, the people think your Japanese is actually better because they don't know when you're messing up.
That's how I fool everyone. True. That's the trick.
Yeah. So I gotta just like switch now.
Yeah, we've come across some revelations here, Dan.
Teaching your hacks for your Japanese, a life hack. Speak some random dialect like Okayama Ben or something.
Yeah. That's even better.
And they'll be like, oh, you must be from some little village in the middle of nowhere.
they'll never question you at that point. One thing I do find interesting though, like on the topic of pitch accent though, is you recently had Saito go and critique your pitch accent, right? Yeah. And your Japanese. Yeah, yeah, yeah. How was that whole experience like?
Oh, she maybe complimented me a bit too much. So, you know, my ego is getting a bit too big. You know, like someone said in the comments, they're like, oh, what would you say about, like, I don't understand Japanese. What's your opinion of his Japanese? She just responds one word, just native. It's like, don't say that because it's going to give me like too much to live up to because it's definitely not native. But it was interesting though to hear her pick out the differences like in the dialect stuff, like especially her husband picked out, like, because they live in Kansai, which I didn't know, the differences of like in between words and in between sentences, the drop and like going up and down in pitch. They said that, you know, sometimes it was like pretty clearly standard Japanese and they're like, you know, you should have bigger waves in between your words and it sound more like you're from Kansai if that's what you want to do. And things like that, when I hear them say it and they like, I hear them like replicate what it should sound like, it's like, oh yeah, that makes a lot of sense. But like, if I also just listened to it on my own, I would have never like picked it out. So just as like a kind of learning experience to like hear an opinion on my Japanese that I never really get the chance to hear was really cool.
I guess like in terms of native level, do you think you want to get to the native level?
Is that like I don't really care, to be honest. I'm not really looking to do that. I feel like it's like would take such a huge amount of time and I feel like you get like little to no rewards from it other than like just being able to flex on people. So like
I don't know. People just see the same as a Japanese person, so
yeah, so
actually no flex.
That's true. Then the flex goes away. People just think you're born in Japan. I suppose you can flex on like other Japanese learners and be like, hey, look at me.
But they don't even know. But they can't even tell true. If you're good or not.
You could just be lying. Right. Like, you could just be like born in Japan, just completely lying. Yeah, that's true. And as well, like I just feel like who really cares at the end of the day if you sound like super native level or not. Like I feel like the difference between being like really, you know, competent in the language and then getting to a native level isn't like a huge difference in terms of like what you can and can't do.
Yeah, and I guess like there's also a lot of people who are like really fixated on like native pronunciation, but then they're still not able to like make like basic like sentences or communication, which is kind of
Yeah.
Well, where would you say is like your own limitations of your own Japanese right now that you want to like get better at?
If I try and like write like an essay, I'd probably write like a 12-year-old or like a 13-year-old, like writing an essay for the first time, because like I've never really done that and I don't really enjoy reading, like even in English or anything very much. So like I've never really read too many books in Japanese and all that. So, but I'm not really looking to improve that actually. I don't know. Like in terms of things I just want to get better at, probably, I don't know. I reckon it'd be cool to be good at public speaking in Japanese, like speaking to like a crowd and that. Because I feel like that's something I could actually use if I were to fight in Japan one day. You know, right. Being able to speak to like a general kind of audience, like how you would do on YouTube or anything like that. I feel like that's something I don't really have the ability to do very, very well at the moment in Japanese. I feel like that'd be pretty cool to be able to you know, talk like a YouTuber and like present like a video or something like that. Because I feel like it's pretty different to like just standard conversation and things like that.
Right. Yeah. I definitely want to go and see you in a press conference and going and
like trash talking in Japanese. Trash talking.
Yeah, that's the goal. That's why I'm actually learning Japanese. You figured me out. Just so I can talk smack to all the guys in their native language.
Oh man, we might have just exposed you. I'm sorry, Harry, but it had to be done.
Yeah, no, just here on the Korikara podcast. That's hey. Just for all the listeners. Some secret information.
You're right. This is where it all comes together. This is where it all comes together. Oh man. Yeah, I mean, you were speaking about ego a little bit earlier too, and I mean I must say that it got to Eric too, because Saito critiqued Eric's Japanese and now Eric is like beyond
definitely an ego boost there.
Eric's walking around like he's a native Japanese speaker lately, you know.
Yeah, it's my new bio. Born in Japan.
that's the way to go. It definitely does boost your ego. I watched Amma. I better not get like too full of myself from this, because she like praised me so much that I was like, I can't like get too obsessed with what she just said there, because I'm gonna like fall behind and not study hard enough.
You gotta like listen to her before you get into a fight. like hype you up all the way. Like, oh yeah, I'm so good.
I'm the best. Yeah. I'm the best to ever done it. Yeah.
You knock someone out in less than 10 seconds and like the post-fight interview happens, they're like, what are you feeling right now, Harry? You're like, I'm native in Japanese.
I'm feeling native.
That would be the best post-fight interview, I reckon, if I just said that.
I guess we're like really just setting up your next fight here. We really are.
You're giving me all the good ideas so that I can, you know, go out there and give a top-notch performance.
Yeah,
to everyone watching.
Right. You know, I mean, at this point, maybe we just have to commentate the fight ourselves. Like, you're going to live stream on your channel. Maybe we just, like, commentate it for you while you're at it.
I reckon that's the way to go. You should be, like, the official commentators of it.
Right, right. Hey.
Maybe if I get enough viewers, I can suggest that to the promotion. I'll be like, hey, these are good commentators. They're great. You know, they got a lot of knowledge about fighting and that. But, hey, I've got two other guys. They're, you know, they're almost native level in Japanese. Well, actually, they both are native level and they both know Bill.
There we go.
So they can bring him along too. Imagine you two commentating with Bill.
That would be crazy.
That would be the perfect panel.
That would be the perfect
panel. I can't imagine anything better than that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh man.
He might just have to become like a co-host of the podcast. Like just another co-host.
Yes. I reckon it should. Just bring him in every now and then to get his opinion on people.
I can just imagine, like, the guest comes in and it's just like three people staring him down, and then you just have to go and imagine that one of those people is Bill. Like, what do you even do as a guest at that point? Like, there's so much happening. Like, you can't leave in front of Bill though, right? Like,
oh, that's true. He's just bowed down. Like, what else can you do at that point?
Kneel.
If I joined this call and Bill was here, I don't know what I would do, to be honest. Like, I feel like I'd be too intimidated. I might just not be able to speak at all.
Bill will just do the talking for you. We'll go
he'll be like my interpreter. I'll just sit there and just like whisper it in his ear, and he can interpret it all for me.
I mean, that'd be pretty amazing. I mean, if you get Bill to speak anything, you know, it just becomes like that much better. Like, imagine if we just had Bill interpret the entire podcast. Like, we'd whisper to him, then you'd whisper to him too, and he'd just commentate the entire thing, you know. Imagine that.
I reckon you'd probably overtake Joe Rogan at that point, like realistically, if we're being realistic here.
Yeah, that is true. We might need to be able to take it a little easy on Joe Rogan. We don't want to do him that hard, you know. That'd be I just feel bad at that point, you know. I don't want to
You know, he's an OG of the game. You don't want to disrespect him with getting in like a top notch, you know, co-host like Bill. Like, you can't really, you know, it's just a bit
exactly,
too much.
Exactly.
A bit disrespectful.
But don't worry, Joe. We will pass you respectfully, but we won't use any Bill tactics. We won't use any Bill tactics.
No. Yeah. You'll be right. Once you've surpassed him, then you can use Bill.
Yeah, then we can use Bill. Respectfully use Bill. Yeah, then Bill is just going to permanently be there at that point. Like, I mean...
Yeah, definitely.
He has to be. But, I mean, I guess moving aside from Bill here for a second, which I know is tough to do. I mean, Bill is such a
very difficult
person. Yeah, it's... Oh, man. But I got to go back to one thing that we talked about on the previous podcast, which is a classic topic, and I feel like since that podcast has come up time and time again, and I mean, it's the Hello Talk, like, the game that you got going. I mean, like, last time you were talking about your I don't want to say endeavors on there, but maybe that could be a word.
Yeah. Hello Talk's a weird place, honestly. Right. Do you use Hello Talk ever?
I've used it for a while.
Yeah. No, it's yeah, well, then you know what it's like, but it's a real weird place, isn't it? Especially, like, I don't know about you guys, I used it like back when I was like 17, 16 as well, so I was in like the under 18 section, and that is all like, you know, relatively normal, just school kids, you know, like, right. Just normal yeah. stuff. And then as soon as I hit the 18 and went into like the adult section, that's when I started getting like all these like weird blokes and that coming in. But like, yeah, no, I haven't had to. I haven't.
Wait, been using is it mostly girls or mostly guys, or is it like a mix?
It's a pretty big mix at this point. I think for the under 18s, it's mainly girls, and then as you get like to the adults, it's a pretty big mix. But yeah, I don't know. The weirdest section is like when you're Japanese learning English. Like, I don't know if anyone who's like listened to that first podcast would know. Like, I made that like fake account as right. pretending to be like a Japanese yeah. girl. And like just got bombarded with like all these guys like from random countries messaging me like, marry me please. It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah, I mean, I still can't believe that even happened.
Yeah, I don't have that video on my channel anymore, but I've got all the screenshots and everything still, so that's gonna be making a comeback in the future. I'll put all that out so people can see the beauty of Hello Talk.
So how do you use like Hello Talk now?
Just like,
what is like your recommended way for someone to like get into using?
Is the recommended way to make a girl
buy premium?
Yeah,
like, should they buy premium? Should they just DM like 100 people?
I mean,
or should they make a girl account?
There you go. That's the way to go. If you're not a girl, make a girl account, because then you'll get way more messages. No, I reckon the best way to do it is just like post something that's like easy for people to respond to, and anyone that likes it or comments it, just message them straight up, like. Just send as many messages as possible to everyone. And, you know, if you just do that, just by, you know, pure, like, chance, you're going to eventually find some people that'll be a friend and, like, you can talk to more. And, like, approach it as, like, trying to make friends, not trying to make, like, language exchange partners. I feel like that's a better way to go about approaching it. Because like, so much I get asked, like, how do you make, like, language exchange partners and that in Japanese? And I feel like, I don't know. Maybe for some people that's the way to go, but for me, I felt like it was just a bit awkward if your like whole goal of talking to someone is to like improve at the language.
Right.
So yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of like the Japanese girlfriend thing.
Oh, that's just a little bit. Yeah. That's the weirdest thing. Then you see these guys who have Japanese girlfriends, they learn all their Japanese from it and they end up sounding just like their girlfriend in Japanese.
That's true.
Yeah. So that's always one thing to be careful of.
True. You can learn a lot from them, but you just got to be careful that you're getting the right vocabulary in here. You'd hate to be that person, you know. But I mean, at the same time, it's a solid trade-off, you know. You get really good Japanese, people will just think you talk like a girl, you know. I mean, who cares at the end of the day, you know? I mean, it's like the thing with native Japanese, you know, like as long as it like gets your
like gets you're your native, but at what cost?
Yeah, exactly.
Technically you sound native, but technically it's not what you want to sound like.
Yeah. Hey, I wonder how many people would take that trade-off if they could sound absolutely native, but they have to sound like a 60-year-old woman.
A 60-year-old.
Yeah.
Not just like
Japanese girlfriend,
like a 60-year-old.
Are we talking about, man?
That's what I'm going for. I'm going for the oldest ones, you know, the gilfs.
Okay. Surprisingly, you're not the first person to say that on our podcast.
The third time that this has come up.
You said that.
No, actually, maybe it might be the fourth time.
Oh, the fourth time?
Who are these people?
Stevie the Doth.
Yeah.
Japan Code might have mentioned it.
Oh, Japan Code might have mentioned it. Yeah. And then we got Stevie. Yeah. So I guess there is something there. I mean, I Eric and I never really thought too much about it until you guys have all brought it to our attention. But yeah, it's really insane to say that it's actually the fourth time that it's come up. I mean,
yeah, that's mental. I didn't think anyone would have actually said that before.
Yeah, I mean, when we started the podcast, that was probably about the last thing we thought we'd be talking about. But I mean, here we are.
Yeah, right? I couldn't imagine you would have expected that. Like, to be talking about Japanese GILFs. what kind of topic is that? So this is meant to be language learning.
Yeah. Oh man. But I mean, I guess there are, we have found out that there are multiple ways to learn a language, including sounding like a 60-year-old Japanese woman, which is news to me.
Nothing against that.
Yeah. We know it's a thing, you know, like we're all about it for the community.
is there any anime with like a 6-year-old grandma as the shujinko, like the main character?
The main character.
Why would you make anime like that?
Like, I don't know.
If
you wanted like Shadow or something.
Yeah, well, hopefully there is, so that people can like, you know, reach their goals of sounding like a 6-year-old woman.
Yeah, I mean, clearly there's
an audience. Many people listening like that. Of course. Yeah, why wouldn't there be?
Right, exactly.
Right.
Realistically, there's going to be a lot of people listening right here being like, okay, that's cool, Bill, you know, pitch accent, whatever, but how do you sound like a 60-year-old woman?
6-year-old Japanese woman.
Sorry. Yeah, I've got to be specific about that. Because you're going to be at the native level too. Like.
Right. Yeah. I know, for real though, like, I'm sure people have gotten all the way to this point just for this, you know, so I'm glad we made it here. Yeah, of course. Yeah, oh man.
And look, you've got your big audience now compared to the last time we talked, so your message can reach more people.
Right. I mean, I guess we could say the same thing for you too, Harry.
I'm promoting, you know, the important things on my channel, like GILFs and random Japanese YouTubers.
Right.
The real important things in Japanese learning.
Actually, though, the actual real important things. And it might, Japanese YouTubers might not be as important. I might just have to put that out there. But
yeah, I mean, I understand like why you would think that. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to voice your opinions here, you know. So it's a platform for that. I need to make sure that
everything is of course.
Yeah. I mean, as we're a neutral party here, you know, everything stands, you know. But we got to make sure our guest has the full voice here to go.
Oh, so I can like promote my like whatever I want to in that.
Yeah. So you can keep
like promoting. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I'm gonna start like this new program. Yeah. Where you're like, I'm going to teach you how to get as many GILFs as possible in Japan when you go there.
All right.
It's only going to cost you about like 10 grand-ish per month. Oh, but
wait, can we become an affiliate?
Yeah, sure. You can jump right in. You're just going to have to give me about...
Yeah, I guess, like, what's been your experience like meeting Japanese people in real life? Because... I saw you made a video with like your Japanese friend.
So like the kind of general process I've gone through with like meeting them is like, because of like all the lockdowns and stuff, it's been a bit difficult to actually meet them like in Australia and that, because for one, all the international students just like went away back to Japan. So like, there's not many people to meet, like even in university and that. But when like my closest friends in Japanese, the way I met them was just through Hello Talk. Like, honestly, like I just met them through there, became like, close friends with them. Then when I went to Japan, you know, met them there and that. And that's like, you know, I don't have too many like actual like Japanese friends around here, like that I can like, maybe, you know, like two or three, but like a lot of them I just met through like Instagram, Hello Talk or something like that, some sort of social network. And yeah, that's about the gen. I don't know. I don't really have any special tips or tricks. For
how
everyone
do you meet them through Instagram? Just like slide through the DMs?
Actually, the one person that I like became friends with through Instagram, they were like coming to Melbourne to like study abroad or whatever. So they like contacted me and they like asked some stuff. And then from there, I was just like, yeah, tried to keep it going so I could actually have a friend here. But yeah, no, so kind of like that. I don't know. It's hard to meet people in Australia. Doesn't have too many Japanese people around. At least like people my age, you know, younger people. There's some like, you know, obasan and stuff around, but you know, we won't get back into that.
Yeah, leave that there.
Yeah, for what it is.
Yeah.
I think this is a good spot though, Harry, where I feel like we've come so far. It's been a full circle. It's been like a year since your last Korekara message. And I mean, I can't believe it's already, I feel like we should have had like probably like 10 Korekara messages in between from then and now, but we're finally getting your moment. I know you've been waiting for this since the last episode. You've been thinking like, oh man, what should my Korekara message for the listeners be this time? But it's finally that Harry. It's finally that time. So I'm going to put you here on the spot. It's time. The lights are shining brighter than your fight that's going to be coming up soon, hopefully. And let's hear it, man. What is it?
Yeah, well, I've been thinking about this, you know, every single day since the last episode. Every night before I go to bed, I just sit down, close my eyes and just, you know, think practice. About what I'm going to say. I practice it, yeah. I go in front of the mirror and just look myself in the eyes and say it back to myself every single day. But all I've got to say is, you got to join the Hikaru Challenge and watch all of his videos in a row. And that's the only way you're going to get to native level pitch accent and everything else. So make sure you watch all of Hikaru's videos. Otherwise, you'll never speak Japanese. It's impossible.
Can I watch it at 2x speed?
You have to watch at half speed.
Oh, half speed. Okay. Okay, got it. I'll set that later.
Yeah.
Right. There's one extra part of your message that you're missing, right?
Am I?
Yeah. The part about...
Oh, a part about how you all need to join my program to pick up some GILFs and MILFs in Japan.
Oh, there you go.
And join me at the Japanese supermarket. That's always an option, you know, if any of you are keen to do that. We've got the Language Games Discord. We're all going to group together, go to Japan, and grow in a group of about...
Just going to raid the Japanese supermarket.
Yeah, we are, with like 200 people. Well, as many people as we can get. If we can get all 450 or whatever of them to all just storm in the supermarket, that's what I'm going for.
I want to see the news stories for that. Like,
400 foreigner shocks Japanese people in a supermarket.
That actually sounds like 400, bro.
What a YouTube video, dude. What a YouTube video.
I feel like I gotta do that now. Get at least 100. I reckon that's possible, though. Get at least 100.
For sure. No, you definitely can do it, I believe.
You guys better join as well. Bill can lead the pack.
If Bill's leading the pack, it might be more than 100 people going in that supermarket.
Yeah, gonna have the whole Korekara listeners, 2,500 people, storm the supermarket.
You're gonna have half the population of Japan going to that supermarket and Bill's leading.
It's just like full war in the supermarket. Like the Avengers scene. Like, assemble.
Oh, that's what we've got to look forward to in the next few years of Language Games, the Ozuman, and the Korekara podcast.
You said it.
Stay tuned, guys.
Stay tuned. It's gonna happen. It's
not a joke. No joke. I hope people aren't taking this as a joke, because like, we're all dead serious right here, and it's just not a joke.
Yeah. Look at our faces right now. This look like we're joking? No. But... yeah. Okay, all right. Yeah, I'm glad that we got that moment of seriousness there to let everyone know, you know, that this is our serious thing. But you know, this is but with that, Harry, as always, it's always amazing to have you on the podcast, have you on the show. Glad to have you back in video this time. People are just hearing your voice this time, which, I mean, maybe for some people they like that a little bit more, you know, but who knows, you know. We got everyone out here. Korekara Podcast supports everyone, and I guess with that, we'll catch you on the next one. Peace.
See you, boys.
Hey guys, thanks for making it to the end of the podcast. Let us know in the comments if you've seen our initial interview with Harry, or if you're subscribed to Harry's channel. But yeah, I just want to quickly thank our patrons. Raza.
Yeah, I got it right here, because we got Cedric, Faraz, Kevin, Tasme, Alan, Drew, Jack, Jeanette, Joey, KH90, Meredith, MKSXN, Nathan, Polars, Yui, and Sad Boy. Peace.